After causing catastrophic damage across much of Florida, Hurricane Ian is moving towards the South Carolina coast. It's headed toward Myrtle Beach and the historic 350-year-old city of Charleston. National Hurricane Center forecasters predict a storm surge of up to 7 feet and up to 8 inches of rain. Joining us now is South Carolina Public Radio reporter Victoria Hansen. She's in Charleston, a couple blocks from Charleston Harbor. Hi, Victoria.
Hi there. How are you?
First, let me check on your own safety. I know that you lost power recently. The power is out in the city center as well. What do things look like and possibly sound like where you are?
Well, yes, yeah, sadly, I'm sitting in the dark in my kitchen. The power went out about 2 hours ago. And I understand a lot of folks are without power right now. And unfortunately, you know, this is what happens, especially during the height of a hurricane. I am looking out my patio window just for some light to see what's going on. And I don't know if you can hear behind me. I have the door slightly ajar. But, you know, the winds have been gusting for some time. Palm fronds from my trees in the backyard have just been hitting the windows. The rain has been intense. You know, at times it seems like it will slow down, but then it picks back up again. And just before you and I went on the air, I got yet another alert over my phone that we were under a flash flood warning. This is the second. The first came at about 6 o'clock this morning.
President Biden approved a disaster declaration overnight that covers all of South Carolina. And we know the airport in Charleston is closed, but no evacuations ordered yet. Are people hunkering down? Are businesses closing?
Yes, no evacuations. And, you know, when I spoke with people at gas stations and grocery stores stocking up last night, most said that they had no plans. They planned to stay home. They were taking the day off from work or had been given the day off from work, you know, as the governor had urged. This is a Category 1 storm. And in Charleston, unfortunately, we've become all too familiar with hurricanes. People know what to do. They know to stay home. Some people will venture out to kind of look about, which is not advised. But, you know, just last week we celebrated, I don't know if celebrated is the right word, but, you know, last week was the anniversary of Hurricane Hugo, which people who have lived here a long time remember all too well.
So Charleston, some may not realize, is below sea level. Other storms have damaged the seawall that's along the coast. It's still being repaired at this point, especially in the downtown area. Once the storm is over, there's still the question of where all the water is going to go.
Yeah, just to give you some background, so the lower Battery seawall, that's at the peninsula at the end there of Charleston, is just basically not high enough to contain the kind of storm surges that we have been seeing lately. It's been breached by previous hurricanes. The city is working on this. There are long-term plans to build a higher seawall. They're trying to change that. But in the meantime, as the seawall gets breached, you have to remember that being just below sea level, we are surrounded by tidal creeks, marshes, tributaries. This area floods very, very easily. There just isn't a lot of room for the water to go.
So we have about 30 seconds left. Can you tell me a little bit about the impact of the hurricane in places like Myrtle Beach? You've covered a number of hurricanes over the years. What might happen with this one?
So with Myrtle Beach, what I seem to be seeing frequently is that they are getting the right-hand part of the storm. That is the part of the storm that has the biggest storm surge, the biggest wall of the storm surge. And I can't tell you how many times I've gone up there and I've seen, you know, the windows shuttered, I've seen sandbags out, but the homes are filled with water. And this is an area that's developing rapidly. People are moving there because it's a wonderful place to visit and to live.
That is a South Carolina Public Radio reporter, Victoria Hansen, in Charleston. Victoria, thank you so much, and please stay safe.
And thank you.